Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And we are back with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, author and physician. He's written the book, Beating Sugar Addiction Now. We've just been talking about how to beat the sugar addiction. We've been talking about adrenal exhaustion, fatigue. Tell us more about the yeast candida connection.
Well, the yeast candida, when you start to see nasal congestion and chronic sinusitis, and it's not seasonal, because seasonal would suggest allergic, when throughout the year you have it, you have post-nasal drip, clearing your throat a lot kind of a thing, or if you have gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, which is often called spastic colon or irritable bowel syndrome, we see in most cases that's going to come from overgrowth of candida in the gut and sinuses. The problem we have medically is there's no test that distinguishes overgrowth from normal growth. And what you'll see is that when you treat, and we're using medication like Flucan for 6 weeks, and a special nasal spray that has antifungals and antibacterials, the sinusitis goes away, the irritable bowel syndrome goes away, and most remarkably, or not most remarkably, but also remarkably, the sugar cravings tend to go away. Now, this is not the kind of sugar craving we mentioned in adrenal, which is where people get really irritable. And let me note, for those who have that, just let your spouse know, or your friends, when you get irritable, don't reason with you, don't talk to you, just feed you. You know, that's going to be a life-saving tip for them and a marriage-saving tip. And then you can treat the adrenal things with things like glandulars, vitamin B5, vitamin C. There's two really good products. One is Adrenaplex, which is, I think, readily available in Canada, and Adrenal Stress End would be another. There's a number of very good ones. One pill a day can really just knock that out. And for the candida things, though, when you treat those, the underlying problems go away. But the sugar cravings go away. And these sugar cravings are not an irritable craving. This is what I call the happy ho-ho hunter. You're just kind of happy going to the cupboards looking for something sweet to eat. And that's more of a candida kind of thing, and that tends to settle down. But the funny thing is people find that their pain, brain fog, and fatigue often goes away when they treat the candida. Candida is a major player in fibromyalgia. And so there's the benefits of this program, not just to have the sugar cravings go away. And the complete guide to beating sugar addiction will tell you how, give you quizzes. It'll tell you in 30 seconds which kind of sugar addict or addicts you are. But you will feel so much better when you treated the underlying causes. And then you'll be able to enjoy your sugar because you enjoy it.
In your book, Dr. Teitelbaum, do you go through special diets? Do you do all the foods with them on top of the supplementation?
Absolutely. Because we have a host of different recipes that are sugar-free, that are really healthy. And as importantly, Kathy, people need to know how to read the label. Can you imagine going into a store to buy stuff and you had no idea what the price tag was? Nobody ever told you what you were paying. And that's how it is with sugar. People have no idea what the sugar price tag for food is. So here's how you tell. I don't want people counting grams of sugar all day. What I want you to do is to simply go ahead, look at the nutrition label, and where it says grams of sugar, divide that by 4, and that'll tell you how many teaspoons of sugar there are per serving. So if you have something with 16 grams of sugar, divide that by 4, there's 4 spoons of sugar. Once you know that, then you can make an informed decision about, well, do I want to do that? Or does it make you want to gag and put it back on the shelf, as often the stuff will. So once you know the sugar price tag, just divide grams of sugar by 4, and that'll tell you. All of a sudden, you can make informed choices, and you'll be amazed. You'll look at some things that you've been eating a lot of, and you're just going to put it right back on the shelf. And other stuff is going to be, well, 1 teaspoon, yeah, I'm good with that. So you'll be able to make an informed decision, and it's really that simple.
Okay. You're a allopathic medical doctor. Do you find that your people in that business would be noticing things like yeast and candida and that? Are they starting to take on the ideas that you've written in your book?
a lot of them are, and many of the things that I've talked about, because I've lectured to, tens of thousands of physicians over the years, and many of them are taking on the techniques and teaching it. But it's a sad thing, Kathy, in standard medicine, and I've been an MD for, almost 40 years now, and I appreciate the power of being a physician in terms of how you can help people, but it's really just one tool in the toolkit. It's the hammer, basically, in the toolkit. And most of us as physicians were trained, and not because of science, but because this is what makes money for the industry, is that anybody who does anything besides standard medicine is a quack who's trying to rip you off and that kind of stuff. And then the laws even make it illegal to even talk about research often on many natural therapies. It's very difficult. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops to be able to even say what the research shows. And so medicine is very good, but it's very limited. And it's one of the reasons we see 1 out of 4 people being in chronic pain in the Americas. We see, or actually 1 in 3 now, and why we're seeing so much fibromyalgia that's untreated is that doctors are good at what they're good at, but what they don't know about, we're awful at. And we think we know everything, and we don't. And so candida, they're not picking up on because there's no test for it. Many of these other things, they are picking up on pain management. They're starting to pick up on a number of the issues, and we're starting to see people getting more and more pain relief with the onset of physiatry, physical medicine, and rehabilitation. And there's natural things. There's a wonderful mix called curamin that, for many people, actually, has been more effective than morphine. I mean, it's been a pain relief miracle for people. Topical comfrey, a host of things for pain. Pain is fairly easy to treat, but not if you're a physician.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, where would you suggest somebody with intense pain go? Would you suggest naturopaths, acupuncture? Where would it be good to find healing for those issues?
Okay. The Academy of Integrative Pain Management, AIPM, will have practitioners all around North America. So the Academy of Integrative Pain Management, MDs, DOs, DCs, these have learned to use the entire toolkit. And if you see somebody that's a member of that and go to the website and find a practitioner, they're usually going to have a broad enough view to do a proper exam and tell you whether what you need is biochemistry, with medications, herbals, whether you need structural treatments, such as adjustment, chiropractic, surgery, things along those lines, whether you need biophysics, acupuncture, which is pretty weak, unfortunately, in many cases. Often it can be helpful, but frequency-specific microcurrent or whether it's mind-body issues. Once you see somebody from that group, they're going to be well-trained to be able to give you the big picture and then to guide you better.
Okay. And we know with sugar addiction, it drives a lot of depression and anxiety. How can we move out of that and balance the hormones?
Well, it's interesting. I think just using the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and they're cheap. Compounding pharmacies can make a cream. I do recommend the vaginal creams because if you just use a skin cream, it often will stop being absorbed after a year or so. But I think the bioidentical creams work really well for people. For those who don't want to do the hormones, for anxiety, there's a wonderful mix called AngioCalm. It's a special herb that actually in head-on studies of Valium family medications is as effective, but no side effects, no addiction. The remifemin, which is a special form of black cohosh, can be very helpful for the hot flashes. So I like people to use the whole toolkit. Again, I like the hammer in the toolkit, which is the standard medications, but then having all the other tools, the herbals, the nutrition, through rest. So treating perimenopause, many ways to do it, many ways naturally, but I think the hormone replacement therapies, I think, are very, very safe when used properly and used as bioidentical. The synthetics that we were using were utterly insane and toxic, and I've been saying that, again, for over 40 years now.
Mm-hmm. So there's so many choices in sugar. There's honey, there's unrefined sugar, there's organic sugars, there's agave. What can you tell us about the choices?
I think it doesn't make a whit of difference, except that where people will put, 36 spoons of sugar in a 48-ounce soda, which is what we get, you're not going to get 36 spoons of honey or agave nectar. So by way that it is, you're going to tend to use a lot less. I do prefer using stevia, monk fruit, erythritol, or maltitol. These are all fairly natural, fairly healthy sweeteners. I like the stevia myself, but some people don't like it. I think it's a genetic thing. Some are fine with the taste and some don't like it. And if you don't like the taste, use maltitol, sugar-free chocolates. I mean, and there's a company called Abdullah Candies that you can find online. I don't know if you remember the movie when Harry met Sally and she faked an orgasm at the table, but that's what it's like when you have those sugar-free chocolates. I mean, your toes curl up, your fingers curl up, your eyes roll back in your head. You will not feel deprived one bit. So they have a page of sugar-free chocolates. They skip the rest of the site that has the regular chocolates. And just have them at room temperature and just savor them. So the maltitol, I think, is a very good sweetener. But if you get too much of it...
So there is a caution with maltitol, though, right?
The one caution with maltitol is that if you have too much... I remember when I used to go through that section at the Natural Food Expo, you'd have to wear a gas mask. So because it can trigger a lot of gas or diarrhea. So it becomes kind of self-regulating. You go for quality, not quantity, small amounts. But the stevia, monk fruit, and you can get stevia sweetened chocolates as well. No real downside to those.
So, and they won't cause that craving for more? You'll be satisfied?
Yes, you'll be satisfied. The chocolate, is, like you said, it's healthy. Chocolate is associated with a 45% lower risk of heart attack death if you have just a little square of chocolate each day. The cholesterol medicines, on a good day, it's anywhere from 2 to 10% lower in people who are just treating high cholesterol. So you figure it's four times more effective or more than, you know, at preventing heart attack death. It's a good, healthy food. And but just go for small amounts. Go for the best tasting one you can and savor it. Don't gobble down a whole bag of M&Ms. Get something really good and savor it.
Okay. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, we're going to have to wrap up our interview today. What can you leave our people with?
Enjoy your vices, but give your body what it needs so you can do so in a healthy way. The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction will guide you on how to do it. And if you have fatigue or pain issues, go to the endfatigue.com site. It'll give you the tools to get well. And by the way, Dr. Gall, who's coming on next, is brilliant. I was glad to hear he's on today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is author of Beat Sugar Addiction Now, published by Fairwinds, or you can go to his endfatigue.com. Thank you so much. We are in our next half, we are going to have Dr. A.J. Gall, Boswellia Serrata.